What does the gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
God gave me you for the ups and downs.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
One day you'll make everything new, Jesus. One day you will bind every wound. The former things shall all pass away, no more tears. One day you'll make sense of it all, Jesus. One day every question resolved, every anxious thought left behind, no more fear. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. One day we will see face to face, Jesus. Is there a greater vision of grace? And in a moment we shall be changed on that day. And one day we'll be free, free indeed, Jesus. One day all the struggle will cease, and we will will see your glory revealed on that day. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Yes, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. No more tears, no more pain, no cancer, no depression, no more fear. And we will see your face. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Very warm welcome to you if you just joined us here on the Eternity Socials Sunday night stream. Very warm welcome indeed. Kicked off there with a bit of a song from a film, that's Go Down to the River by Alison Krauss, and it's features in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, back from the year 2000, 20 years. I was having a wee look through kind of what Christian songs featured in films, and that one popped up, and it's a good film, a favourite of mine, and hopefully some of you guys have seen it as well. But a little bit of gospel in the soundtrack of that one, as well as a few secular tunes as well. After that then we had Matt Redman with One Day When We All Get to Heaven, and unfortunately I was at a funeral this week. Strange times for a funeral, and it's hard to show empathy, I feel, I suppose, at this time with the virus and the restrictions that are there. But that song was played at it, and it really touched everybody there. And a great girl, Nastia Cathcart, lost her battle with cancer just at the age of 31, and left behind a husband and a wee guy, a year and a half. And such tragic circumstances, and we get caught up in the loss that we have here, I suppose, on this temporal earth that we live on. But even greater and a positive outlook is that she was a Christian, you know, and it's absent from the body and present with the Lord. And although we kind of feel down here that we've lost out on a great person, but she has ultimately gained her heavenly reward. And at some point in the future, that family circle will be unbroken. So that song I thought I would share with you all, and the first time I'd heard it, and hopefully I spoke to some of you guys as well. Keep the requests coming in then. A good few of you tuned in already, which is lovely to see. Hello to the Craigs over in Cumber. Angela Grant Kane, you are looking for a bit of music. Faithful One, we'll get that on as well. Susan McDowell, hello to you and her friends that are listening. Audrey Briggs and Louise Campbell, and we'll get a wee song on for you guys a little bit down the line as well. Not a new camera, Lachlan, no, but does it make me look thinner? Is that what it is? It must be that indeed. Mark Williamson, you're looking for some Elevation, we'll definitely get that on for you. And a few requests come in as well during the week. So Alison and Dave, you're looking for On Christ, the Solid Rock. Great song, and it's coming right up next for you guys as well. Also, over the course of this hour then, we have some of the youth from First Jamara Presbyterian Church in County Down joining with us and sharing some of their favourite songs as well. So a packed schedule already, maybe time for one or two more songs. If you've got a request and you're listening, drop a wee text into the stream there, and I will definitely try and get a good song on for you. So I searched for you a couple of versions for this one here, and this is all Big Worship, Volume 1.
Hope is built on nothing less than Jesus. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Weary in this earthly race, I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high
listening to the same old, looking for a rescue?
I will rescue you.
We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father, did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Savior. the slain with oil and spice anointing. Hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone. For Jesus Christ has risen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Great version there of Hallelujah by Kelly Mooney, and that was for Linda Cameron, looking for that one.
Hallelujah.
Big hello to Liz Abernethy, or to Lachlan, that'll be Mrs. Abernethy. Listening up in Ardicleave, we've done a few parties up there in the church up there, in the Presbyterian church. I think it's on the left hand side, isn't it? If you're heading through the village, heading north, that'd be right. Or maybe northwest, somewhere like that anyway. We're far, far away anyway, nonetheless. But good to have you listening in. And that's from Deborah Webster. Let me see who else we got here. Somebody else had something to say. Nope. I can't see where it is. Oh, I'll get her. Aye, Bran Morton there is looking for some City of Light, as is Karen Graham. So that's good to tie the two in there in the one go. And Brian has kindly picked the song, and that is The Goodness of Jesus. And it's for Robin, who's just getting through an operation. Robin, I hope you're feeling better and you're heading the right way. And before we play that, though, we're going to play it a bit down the line. First of all, we're going to hear from one of the youth from First Jamara Presbyterian. And this is Joyce Beers. And this is what she had to say.
The song I am requesting is called Sovereign Over Us. I was introduced to this song a couple of years ago on a Scripture Union weekend with my school. We were looking at the story of Daniel and how even though Daniel was in exile from the other children of Israel, even though he was tested in the furnace and in the lion's den, but God was in control of his situation, that he was all-powerful and all-loving. I was reminded of this song a couple of weeks ago in church. We've been looking at the story of Joseph and how what the enemy means for evil, God can still use for his glory. The chorus says, "Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. You're faithful forever, perfect in love. You're sovereign over us." I'm requesting this song because I find it so comforting in this time to know that God is in control, that he has a plan, and that his love never changes.
Thank you, Joy, for that. Amen, indeed. Here's Michael W. Smith then, Sovereign Over Us.
There is strength within the sorrow. There is beauty in our tears. And you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. You're sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire. Sovereign over us.
wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your ways? Reigning high above the heavens, reaching down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. Your plans are still to prosper.
Request there, and a bit about the song. The three songwriters for this one were a guy called Bran Brown, who plays guitar for Matt Rebin on the road, worship leader Aaron Keyes, and Jack Mooring, who's the keyboardist for the Christian rock band Leland. Keyes recalled the story of the song on his blog. It says, "The three of us sat down and write together, and the verses came out first. These ideas of there being significance in the seasons most difficult in our lives. We wanted to sing honestly about the fact that we hurt, we weep, we mourn, and even in those times we can rest in the sovereignty of God. But not only can we trust in His sovereignty, we can know and learn more about the character in those seasons." The chorus came immediately after the verses with the confident declaration that even though we hurt and struggle, His plans are still to prosper us, and He's mindful of, he continued. Of course, this is from Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God's heart for his people is to prosper them, to give them hope. Finally, the bridge, keys concluded. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our God, or for our good. I spontaneously sang that in worship a while ago, and it never left me. I felt like it fitted with the rest of this song, so we put it in there. The lyric obviously incorporates Romans 8 and 28's promise, but even more so the Genesis 50 line from Joseph to his brothers, who'd functioned as a hostile enemy towards Joseph, mistreating, betraying, and abandoning him to slavery. Joseph's reaction upon seeing them years later is, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." This is Frangela Grant Kane right now. This is Vineyard Worship with Faithful One.
Faithful One, so unchanging, ageless One. You're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on you. I call out to you again and again. I call out to you again and again. You are my rock in time of trouble, you lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is to you again and again. I call out to you, oh Jesus, again and again. Times of trouble, you lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm,
call out to you. Again and again, oh Jesus, I call out to you. Again and again, you are my rock, you are my rock in times of trouble. You lift me up when I fall down. All through the storm, your love is the
Vineyard Worship there with Sam Jones, Faithful One. For Angela,
my hope is in you alone.
Another great song, getting a first play for the first time on the Sunday night stream. It's great to be introducing new stuff and, well, stuff that I haven't played before. As was the case with some of the other tracks back in the previous weeks, that one there reminds me of the old, the kind of Carrick Grammar SU praise and prayer evenings we used to have in the staff room as an SU. We came together once a term on a Friday night and just sat around a couple of tubs of big tubs of Maud's ice cream, and I just had times of prayer and praise, and that one there reminds me of that one back in the day in the late 90s. Speaking of Carrick Grammar, they are our special guests for next week, so get tuned in. This time round tonight is First Jamara Presbyterian Church, the youth from there, and next week, God willing, it will be Carrick Grammar Scripture Union. So stay tuned to hear what they have to say next week. But right now, let's hear from another youth person from First Jamara, and this is what Rebecca Beattie has to say.
Hi, the song I'd like to request is called So Will I, sung by Jess and Gabriel. I like the song because it reminds me of the wonder of God's creation and how he is in control of it all. I chose to request the song as it begins with the creation and it goes through the whole story until where it was finished at the cross. This is a reminder for us that God has been there through it all and that he is still there with us during these times. Thank you.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. You speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I.
your promise. You don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, a 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say. Every painted sky and canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. If the stars are made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans draw your greatness, so will I. If everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all the praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. Salvation, you chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die.
Creation.
There at the start, before the beginning of time.
Jess and Gabriel there, and so will I, as requested by First Dromara, Presbyterian Youth there, Rebecca Beattie. Thank you for that. That's the first time I've heard that one. Very modern sounding hymn. It's not a hymn, it's a song, worship song. And it really makes you think, very reflectful. Anyway, there at the end, you know, on a hill that you created, you know, you think about Christ's crucifixion on that hill. And it's a hill that God put there. You know, he foretold all this stuff would happen. We read about it in the Old Testament prophecies. And yet it all came to plan, God's salvation plan. And when Christ said, "It is finished," it truly was finished. When that temple curtain came down, we have that direct communication with God. And all things pass away and all things are made new as soon as we come to him. But that scene of that hill and thinking, God put that hill there, takes my breath away. This is City of Light then, as requested by Brian Morton, and for Karen Graham as well.
Come you weary heart now to Jesus, come you anxious soul now and see, there is perfect love. The goodness of
dedicated to Robin Gahoon, who has just gone through an operation there. City of Light and the Goodness of Jesus. Loving the City of Light stuff since I started doing these Sunday night streams maybe about 2 months ago, and it must be 2 months anyway. I've been introduced to City of Light, and they're so easy to listen to, as is Caleb and Kelsey. If you haven't heard of them, go and check them out. I have no time for them tonight, but we'll maybe get a few or one or two of their songs on. We have played them before, and we'll try and get one or two of them maybe on next week as well. But go check them out. Really, really easy to listen to, sort of twangy. Going from twangy to a bit more rocky, this is Elevation Worship with Rattle, and that is for Mark Williamson. We'll get that on for you right up next. And then we'll hear from our last first drummer, Peter Copes, and he will tell us about his favorite song right after this. Anytime soon. Salvation Worship there with a live version of Rattle. Welcome back. We had a wee video crash there. Very good to see so many back in so quick. And if you just joined us for the first time tonight, we definitely have missed you. And you have missed out on some cracking worship and gospel music so far. As always though, it is being recorded, and within an hour or so of finishing, we will be on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and the Eternity Socials website. Next up then, our final partaker from First Jamara, Peter Copes, and here he is.
Hi everyone at Eternity Socials. I greatly love if you could play the song Great Are You Lord by All Sons and Daughters. To me, this song is so powerful, emotive, and so relevant to the times we are in. And when you begin to think about the words in this song, they will captivate you and have you fully invested. Even the very first line, you give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. This gives us so much assurance. Any struggles and hardships we will go through, God is always there. Even in the time of COVID, God is with us. With such fear and anxiety spiraling around with this virus, God is there. So all fears and worries, we should put them onto Him, and He'll provide us with a sense of peace and sanctuary so we can fully rely on Him without our fears and worries.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath.
Oh,
Great Are You Lord, all sons and daughters, and thanks to Peter from First Jamara from that. And he said a word that got me intrigued, and that was invested. You know, a lot of people talk about investments these days, but on a Christian basis, I think invested sounds like a real old school gospel term. And the definition of invest is expend money with the expectation of achieving profit or material result by putting into financial schemes, shares or property. Also, it can mean to devote one's time, effort or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result. All through our lives, we are doing investments. We are making investments in different things. We invest our time during our education years in the hope of gaining a satisfactory result at the end. We invest time with our family, which is obviously, of course, is a well thought out and beneficial exercise. But more importantly, have you invested your time with Christ? What cover have you put upon your soul? You know, a lot of what we do in this earth will lead to what we will do after it. And it's that, down to that one key decision of what will you do with Christ? And of course, the guys in the New Testament, they put him on the cross. But we, that's because he went there for us so that we can have that life to the full. So I ask you tonight, what will you do with Christ? We started off the start of the stream really with a song from a film. After that, the next song I played was from a funeral that I attended this week, and it got me thinking, you know, a lot about, there was mention of like that circle being unbroken, and you know, it's important that we share the gospel with as many people as we can while we have the time here on earth. Invest that time, spending it wisely for Christ. And I'm going to finish with a song. The McCords there, we're looking for Rend, and we've kind of run out of time for that, but we'll definitely play it next week. First song next week has already been picked then, so we'll definitely get that on. As I said, next week we'll be hearing from Carrick Grammer, from the guys in the SU there. And if you have any songs you want to get in touch with us before then, get them on, be sure and guarantee them getting played, and we'll definitely do that for you guys. We're going to finish off with a song that I've played before, Randy Travis version before. This time I'm going to play Kenny Rogers version, and that is Will the Circle Be Unbroken. And you know, there's many families out there that are half Christian, half not, half saved, half unsaved, and the ultimate goal is that we share that salvation with those around us, so that one day we can truly say that circle will be unbroken. But before we play that, we'll finish or close in a word of prayer, and then we'll finish off with this song. Dear God, we thank you, Lord, again for another opportunity tonight to come and to share songs that have been penned by humble men that help us to see you all the better. We thank you for giving them that vision and that the gumption, Lord, to sit down and pen these songs for you that really explain to us how great you really are, what you have done for us, Lord, and how we can go about achieving that salvation with you. And we thank you that all these songs are biblical inspired, Lord. And even for the guys that have given up their time, maybe even some of their money and even different careers to go on this path for you. And we pray for the families this week that have lost people belonging to them, Lord. We pray you'll draw near to them, Lord. Be a comforter in this time, Lord. Help them to see down the line, Lord, that things will get better for them. And that for those of us that have passed away, that are saved, that they are present with you now in a better state, Lord, enjoying your company, Lord, in that eternal paradise. And Lord, that someday we can all say that circle with our family and friends, Lord, will go unbroken. And we just trust and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The sky, Lord, in sky. I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day when I saw the hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. I went back home. Home was lonely for my mother, she was gone. All my family, they were crying, feeling sad and all alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow, for that lady you are holding, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Great Kenny Rogers there. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Off the Love of God album, released just in October last year, a short time just before he passed away. That's it then. We've well gone over our time for another Sunday night stream. Thank you for listening in. Hopefully you guys were equally as blessed as I was. I love enjoying and then finding out about new music and just encouraging people. And I'm encouraged by the stuff that you're suggesting as well. So thank you. I really appreciate it. Back again, God willing, then next Sunday night from 8:30, as I said, with the guys, this time from Carrick Grammar SU. So do come back and tune in for that. If you just joined us, you've missed out on a great program, but you can listen later on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts, and it will be available on the Eternity Socials website. If you want to get in touch with us during the week, if you have any song suggestions, or even if you want to get involved, get your youth group on the ball and get involved with us, or your SU or your CU, get us on Facebook, Instagram, and Sunday. Oh, I keep forgetting the email address. I think it's sundaynightstream@eternitysocials.com. All the details are on the Eternity Socials website, and be sure to check it out. And God bless you all for the incoming week, and hopefully we'll all meet again next Sunday night. All right, thank you, and God bless.
Enjoying the music? Definitely. Don't forget, an audio recording of the stream will be available on the Eternity Socials website and on Spotify, TuneIn, and Apple Podcasts app.